Just a few more halachot regarding Sefirat Ta'omer. First and foremost, are ladies obligated in counting Sefirat Ta'omer? And if they are, do they make a beracha? According to the halacha for Sefaradim, ladies may count optionally the Omer, however, without a beracha, based on the opinion of Maran, that any mitzvah that's bound by time, ladies are exempt, and therefore they cannot make a beracha by saying, Asher kiddeshanu b'mitzvotav b'sivanu, that they were commanded. Because really they're not commanded on a mitzvah that has a time bound to it. Sefirat Ta'omer is bound by time. Therefore, the halakha, ladies should not make a beracha on Sefirat Ta'omer. According to the Kabbalah, there's really no place for the ladies to count Sefirat Ta'omer at all, and therefore they're better off not counting the Omer, at least with a beracha. If they want to count it without a beracha, they may. Second question. Minors, ketanim, a child, let's say, that did not reach the age of bar mitzvah. Let's say the child is 6 or 7 years old. There is an obligation on the father to train the son to count Sefirat Ta'omer every night with a beracha. And therefore, when you get home, after it gets dark, you should bring your boys. Say, repeat after me, Baruch Atah Hayom Sheva Asar, and they should repeat it. The chiddush here is, even if they miss a night, let's say you weren't home, and the children were sleeping by the time you got home to count Sefirat Ta'omer, you still may count with them the following night with a beracha, because this is chinuch. You're training your children to get into the custom of counting, and therefore it is permissible to continue counting with the children, even if they missed a night. Last question is a katan, a minor, that became bar mitzvah during the Omer. Which means, let's say, on the 20th day of the Omer, he became fully bar mitzvah. That means till now he was counting as a minor. Now he's counting as a major. Can he continue counting with the beracha or not? The opinion of Acham Uvadia is, and it's ironic a little, but he continues counting without a beracha. Well, strange. Before he was bar mitzvah, he counts with a beracha. Now that he's bar mitzvah, he loses the beracha. What's the logic? Because we know you have to count in succession. We hold like the opinion of the Bahag that says it's all one long mitzvah. What he did when he was a katan is really not counted as anything. And therefore, it's like he didn't count. It's like he's starting to count officially on the day he becomes bar mitzvah. So it's like he's starting at day 20. Starting at day 20, you broke the chain. And therefore, you cannot count with the beracha. Although Acham ben Sion argues and says he can continue with the beracha, safek berachot lehakel, and therefore the ma'aseh, a child that becomes bar mitzvah, in between Sefirat Ta'omer, he may continue counting, however, without a beracha.